Voluntary Job Research, Iris Buchholz. Iris Buchholz is 32 years old and lives in Bad Oeynhausen, which is in North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany. With the organization Don Bosco Mission Bonn, she made a voluntary job in Manzini in Swaziland, which is located in South Africa, when she was 20 years old. For her job, she worked at a soup kitchen where she gave rice with a light sauce to 38 street kids daily. Sometimes she also worked at a farm for the project Father Larry, where she delivered rice and meat with her pickup to the workers at the farm and took vegetables back. The vegetables she brought to Eswatini Kitchen, a manufactory for jams, chutneys and sauces, made from local vegetables, spices and fruits. The goods were exported or are exported to Germany, France and Japan and other countries as well. Iris took that job because she wanted to challenge herself and to get to know herself better with the help of confrontations and solving problems. She saved money for the flight with smaller jobs in Germany before. The workplace was at the suburbs of Manzini in Masekwini in Swaziland, a poor country where only young people live. The life expectancy there is 30 years. One reason for that is the high HIV infection rate, because people there say that wearing condoms is like eating a sweet with the paper, so you guess they don't really take that too serious. The other problem is superstition. People murder because they think human victims will bring them into the Swaziland parliament, so the murder rate is higher before the election of the parliament. The national language of Swaziland is Siswati. Of course, there is also a different climate. For example, in winter they don't have snow, it's just cold, but not that cold that we know, so more like wearing hats and sweaters. Now some facts about the organization. Don Bosco Mission Bonn was founded 1970 in Bonn and is named after Don Bosco, an Italian pastor and priest who worked for the youth 150 years ago. Of course, they back then lived under different circumstances, but many problems remain the same until now. The organization is committed to disadvantaged young people, so for that they make education projects and aid projects all over the world, but also in Germany. For example, there was the Action Against Child Labor in India, the Help for Child Soldiers in Colombia, the Support for Young Women in Goma, the project for street children in Myanmar. They want to help the youth, no matter what skin color, gender, nationality or religion a person has. Now I have a quote of the executive director of the organization, Dr. Nelson Pinedo. He said, "This means that children and adolescents can develop holistically. Their right to develop includes adequate living space, healthy eating, a safe home, and sustainable relationships. In this way, they become self-determined people who later assume responsibility and also work for the common good." From that, you can hear that the goal of the organization is to empower young, especially poor people, to take their lives in their own hands and to reach a good life and the normal standards of living, as mentioned in the quote, adequate living space, healthy eating, a safe home, and so on. They help especially poor people because they can't afford it easily, and they weren't born into that high standard of living as we are. The organization helps pedagogically, but also advocacy related to society. So they fight for the children's rights, but also help them on an emotional level. Don Bosco Mission Bonn also offers voluntary social years abroad and voluntary jobs, which was what Iris did. Iris, I think that really helped her and improved her as a person and also improved her conscience. So that was my report of Iris Buchholz. Thank you for listening.